In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One thing that makes Christianity different from many religions, both those of history and those which are still in the world today, is that it is not mythic. You know, it's not based upon imaginary stories that convey a moral. Rather, it is based upon historical events. So far as an example, St. John the Baptist was a real person. He was the son of Zechariah, the son of Elizabeth. He lived at a specific time. In fact, we know what year he received his calling from God. It was in the 15th year of the reign of the second Roman emperor, Tiberius Augustus. And we know that he lived in a specific place within the desert, and that he ministered in the region of the River Jordan where he baptized. And he had a specific message and mission from God. It wasn't a message that was too horribly different from the ones which other prophets had brought to the people, namely that they were to turn from their sins, and they were instead to return to the covenant which God had made with the children of Israel. They were to be faithful. But God put a different spin upon it. Namely, he preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, that people would signify their desire for repentance, their desire for restoration, by being baptized, by being symbolically washed. St. John called people to return to God and to turn from their sins so that the proper relationship with God would be restored. Now St. John and his mission were prophesied by other prophets many centuries before. We heard one of them in our first reading. Who is John? He is the voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. He's calling for people to tear down that which exists between them and God, which prevents them from coming to God and God from coming to them. And it is foretold that people will see God face to face. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ took up this same message. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And yet he brought it to fulfillment. Our Lord, by his cross and resurrection, really levels the mountains and fills in the valleys. Not physical mountains or physical valleys, but spiritual ones. By his death and resurrection, he atones for our sins and gives us God's own grace so that we may once again have a relationship with God. And this message is still preached by Christ today in and through his church. Turn from sin and see the salvation of God. That's why we have these beautiful seasons of penance and preparation, Advent and Lent. We'll worry about Lent later, but now we're in Advent, where we prepare ourselves to celebrate the coming of God to us, that the mountains have been laid low and the valleys filled in. There is a highway between us and God. We are called to turn from our sins and turn to God. If anyone says, oh, I've already done that, think again. There is not a single person on the face of this earth who cannot stand to draw closer to the Lord. Your sins may not be big, but they're still there. We can always draw closer. We can always become better Christians. Until we see God face to face, there is still much work to be done. And we also reflect during this time of Advent upon the fact that our Lord is returning in glory And at that time, all flesh shall indeed see God face to face. When the Lord comes to judge the heavens and the earth, and the world by fire, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.